Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and check it out and use it to your advantage. There's a lot of stuff there. If you hear something on the radio and you hear something that one of my brain trust members says it's genius, you can't wait to hear it again, you want to hear what he said again or she, and you want to maybe a website that you didn't get a chance to write down or whatever, go to the website and find their name, and you kind of need to know the day at least, and maybe the name, and you can track it down. We got all kinds of ways you can navigate, lots of ways to navigate to find that interview and listen to it again. You can fast forward, you can download them, and we make it easy for you. That's our goal here, is to make it easy for you to get the information you need. We've got the archives, you've got the articles that thousands of all of those things, thousands in categories and all kinds of different ways. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It's right there on the homepage. And we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. We haven't missed an edition. This is coming up on, we're coming up on 15 years of the newsletter in next month, which will be the 17th anniversary of our show. But 15 years of the newsletter, we have not missed an edition for Sunday afternoon in 15 years so far. So check that out and all the other things. And don't forget to check out the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. And I think you'll like it. I think when you go there, you'll see what I'm talking about in the book, and I think it'll interest you in it. And I promise you, it'll open your eyes. It's already opened a lot of folks' eyes, and I wrote it for you, as you probably heard somewhere. Let me tell you about another survey I conducted recently. I reported on another one in the previous segment. This one is about your decision to become a small business owner. How are you feeling right now? What is your attitude? Where are you in your feelings about being a small business owner? We asked that question. How do you feel today about your decision to become a small business owner? Well, it's very interesting what we got back. Two-thirds of you, 66%, said, I've never regretted my decision to be a small business owner. And you know what, guys? I'm in that category. I really am. I mean, I've been through some stuff that would kill a normal man. And we don't use that word around here, normal, by the way. But, I mean, I've been through some stuff. You've heard me say this before. I never mind whether I was going to make it tomorrow or not. We were going to be in business tomorrow. I didn't know whether I was going to be in business the next hour. I have had it. I have been through it. But I never saw a day when I wished I wasn't doing what I'm doing. Well, I wasn't a small business owner. And the reason, as I said, you've heard me say before, the reason is because whatever I had in front of me belonged to me. And if I turned it around, that turnaround belonged to me. And I liked that. With all the stuff, all the mayhem, all the aggravation, all the fear, all the, you know, all the stuff that you know about too. None of that was bigger or meaner than my feeling of ownership. You got to get to that point. It's not just about owning stuff, folks. It's about owning your own destiny. 13% of you said, things started off rocky, but I'm now happy with my decision. So that's good. That's great. So almost 8 out of 10 of you said that you are currently very happy to be small business owners. That's very exciting to me. I'm not surprised. But after all we've been through the last few years, I'm really happy to see that. Almost 80% said that you're currently very happy to be a small business owner. 21% said, it seems my best days as a small business owner are behind me. So about one-fifth, about 1 out of 5 of you are really challenged right now with being a small business owner. And I'm sorry about that. I hope that maybe if you'll just keep listening, maybe there's something we can say here on the show that will turn it around for you. But it also might mean that you need to go do something else. Folks, this is not for everybody. It's not my job. It's not my job to make everybody a small business owner. It's my job, two jobs. Number one is to help people who are small business owners. Number two, if you're not supposed to be here, convince you to go do something else. Because this is not for everybody. But we had no one who said, I wish I had never done this. What was I thinking? I couldn't get anybody to take that one. I wish I'd never done this. What was I thinking? Nobody chose that one. I was surprised that somebody didn't say that. So that's pretty good. As you know, in the intervening years since the financial crisis of 2008, we've gone through from where survival was seen as success to weathering a long and laborious recovery to maybe, just maybe, start to see some expansion traction. Any small business owner who's come through all of that and still in business, in my opinion, my friends, and that's I'm talking about you, is you're the marketplace equivalent of a combat veteran. As I've said many times, small business owners are pathological optimists operating all in against all odds, often feeling very much alone and for the possibility of just maybe, possibly, making a living. So after all we've been through and with the assorted headwinds still in our face, it's great to see almost 8 out of 10 of you are happy to be running a small business. Good on you, small business owners. Good on you, my friends. Keep up the good work because the world is depending on you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.